Welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I'm your host, Amy, from Amy Natalie Co., spiritual teacher, mindset coach, and speaker. I'm here to remind you how to tap into your feminine frequency to elevate your relationships, attract more money, and feel confident in your body. Each week, I'll be sharing wisdom from guest experts and guided meditations, along with my favorite spiritual mindset techniques, so that you can access abundance, love, and manifest a life that is in alignment with your soul's true desires. Let's do this, sister. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this episode of the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I am so grateful to have you here today with my lovely guests, Scout Sobel, Whitney Eckes, and Lauren Guerreri. And each of these ladies have such a special place in my heart. We talked on this episode all about their journey in my mastermind, Align and Magnetize, that we just came to completion with after a beautiful and powerful 6-month journey together. And I really wanted to bring them onto the show first to celebrate their journey, to celebrate their wins, and also to pull back the curtain of what happens inside of a mastermind to really connect you with what the spiritual journey is of being an entrepreneur, because it is such a deep personal growth journey. And it's so easy to think that what you see online and what you see on social media is really all that it is, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes on a personal level, especially as female entrepreneurs, that I think is so valuable for you to get to experience. So regardless of whether you are a business owner, if you're wanting to start a business, if you don't own a business, there are so many beautiful nuggets of wisdom in this episode. And you're also going to get to hear about their experience in being supported in a powerful sisterhood container like this one. And as many of you know, my next group coaching program is called Empowered and Embodied, and that is starting in January of 2022. So if you are curious about being supported in this capacity and stepping into your feminine leadership and would like support with that and want to be surrounded by epic sisterhood, then make sure to scroll down in the show notes to find out the details on how to apply for Empowered and Embodied. And lastly, before we get into this episode, I want to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by the Feminine Frequency Journey, which is my 6-week spiritual course to support you in accessing your feminine radiance, aliveness, and magnetism. And I created this course specifically with you as my podcast listeners in mind to support you in integrating the core feminine principles into your life. There is one thing about actually listening to this information and understanding it conceptually, and then there's another when you actually integrate it and embody it and learn this information. And I personally have had that experience when I was becoming a yoga teacher, and I had been taking yoga for years and had done my practices, but it wasn't until I really studied yoga and learned about it that I actually drastically improved my practice and really understood yoga. So I use that as an analogy for you here, if you've been a longtime podcast listener, or if you are new here to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. This specific journey, the 6-week course, is really designed to deepen your understanding of the feminine principles, really understand how to create more abundance, more pleasure, more magnetism, more alignment in your life. And this course is a beautiful combination of spiritual lessons, mindset upgrades, embodiment practices, and meditations that I have curated for you to really be able to access your own feminine frequency in your life. So I have also provided a beautiful coupon code for you that will offer you to save $111. So please use the code PODCAST in all capitals to save. And you can scroll down in the show notes to find the link for the Feminine Frequency Journey. Enjoy this episode, and we'll see you on the other side. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I am so grateful to have you all here today with me. And today's episode is a very special episode that is near and dear to my heart. I am here right now with three powerful, intelligent, spiritual, kind, and incredible women who have been part of my Align and Magnetize mastermind for the last 6 months. And each of these women have been on their own personal development and spiritual journey individually prior to joining this mastermind. So we have had such an incredible, expansive journey together this year. And I'm so excited to just kind of like peel back the layers and share about this journey together and really highlight each of these incredible spiritual entrepreneurs that I have here. So I'm going to start off by inviting Scout to introduce herself. We'll do some intros so we can connect with the listeners, and then we'll hop into our conversation. So Scout, take it away.
Hi, everybody. I'm so honored because I am a Feminine Frequency Podcast listener. So to be on the podcast is always exciting when one is a listener to begin with. But hello, I am Scout Sobel. In short, I am the CEO and founder of Scouts Agency, which is a female-focused PR agency that specializes in getting women as guests on podcasts. I am the podcast host of Scout Podcast and the co-host of OK Sis Podcast. And this year, I became the best-selling author of The Emotional Entrepreneur. So I talk a lot about in my work the kind of intersection of entrepreneurship and mental health. And the other through line is supporting women to tell their stories.
Thanks, Scout. And I just realized that this interview is going to be aired after we share your other interviews. So Scout and I had a beautiful conversation about her journey with our private coaching, and that is live. And now you're going to get to go know Scout in a whole new arena, but I'm happy to have you back on for a second debut here. Thanks for being here, Scout. All right. So Whitney, we'll have you introduce yourself next.
Awesome. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Whitney Eckes, and I am the CEO and founder of a creative communications agency called Eckes Marketing, where we focus on raising and elevating brands in the digital space. And I am also the host of Under the Influence podcast, where we talk about the social space and entrepreneurship in the forms of the power of influence and how people are able to really just raise and cultivate an amazing brand online. And I newly have just launched an awesome wellness brand called Get Super. And yeah, that's a little about me.
Amazing. We'll talk a little bit more about that journey to launching a new brand and what that experience has been like for you on the back end shortly. And Lauren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren Guerreri, and I am the founder of House of Low. House of Low is a brand that is all about empowering women and creating safe spaces for women to come together for deeper connection. I also am a marketing consultant, and I am in my first year of business. So this mastermind has been instrumental in that. I'm so excited to be here with you, Amy.
Yeah, so grateful to have you here. And it's been really amazing to see in the last 6 months what each of you has birthed, what you've created, who you've become on this journey, which is why I really love working with women in these longer capacities, because there's so much evolution and change that can happen in such a short amount of time. But really, when we have the opportunity to have the depth and the intimacy and the connection over time, there is just so much more capacity for the both the physical results that can manifest that we can actually see and the deeper work that's able to happen in the space. So we'll start. I'd love to just kind of like open up the space and have each of you share a little bit about what this journey has been like for you being part of this mastermind. I believe this might be the first mastermind that the three of you have been in. Is that right? Yeah. So just kind of like, what was it like being part of a all-female intimate entrepreneurial mastermind?
So I came from working with Amy. We started the mastermind in March, and I think Amy, you and I started working together the year before in around April or May. So I was already in a situation where I had committed to one-on-one support and had seen kind of the power of that. But a mastermind provided a really, really different dynamic. I still had that support since I knew you. You were my coach, and so you held this container and facilitated this group of women. And so it had that familiarity and that level of support, but it was definitely different from going from one-on-one to being in a group of women. And I will say, when we did the one-on-one support very quickly, especially if you're new to coaching and you're new to getting support, you can have breakthroughs really quick when you're only focusing on yourself. And when you're in a mastermind, it takes like, you know, it took like 2 months for us to get our chemistry down, et cetera. And once, not saying that breakthroughs didn't happen in those 2 months, but I noticed, as you were talking about the long-term effects of support, that having a group like this for 6 months was the absolute best, because I felt like month three, my life changed, knowing that we had this container every other week to go to, that the Voxer was good. We were all connected. We figured out each other's businesses. We figured out what we needed, et cetera. And suddenly not going from an hour a week to talk just about myself with you, Amy, but thinking about how I could provide support for fellow women who were going through things in their business taught me so much about how to go through my business. So I'm always a big believer in the mental health space of support groups, because hearing other people's story and offering feedback is one of the quickest way to healing and expanding. So in like twofold, like the time period of 6 months was so, so important, because it gave us 3 months to really, really get in the groove and get to know one another. And then in addition, being around a group of women and being able to go to them and having them lift me up when I fell down, or I lifted them up when they fell down, it created this ecosystem of support that is so beneficial. I think that when I look at the scope of like one-on-one support and mastermind support, they provide different types of levels, but it's when you're in community with women, there's really nothing like it. And so I think that that level of all of our energies riffing off one another, not just me going to you, Amy, and you helping guide me, but you holding kind of a larger vision for the container, and then getting to hear from Whitney and Lauren and their experiences, and us collaborating on our expansion through business.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I feel like while like the common thread for everyone is business in this community, like there's so much more that all of you have in common. And the way that each of you show up in your lives and like the type of leadership that you have and how you show up for other women is so inspiring. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to just jump in, because we are living during a huge awakening on this earth in terms of women coming together and rising in leadership, whether they're entrepreneurs or not. And this mastermind is evidence of what it looks like when women embody supporting and lifting each other up versus being in competition, which is what we're dismantling. We're dismantling that consciousness. And it's powerful, because for me, I witnessed, you know, Scout and Whitney, and even all that you do in your business, Amy, and it inspired me to start stepping more into my creativity and my leadership, because I was witnessing how big they were playing in their business. So I could have never done this, you know, especially because I was starting in my first year of business, I could have never done this on my own. And I had said this to you. So I worked with Amy all of last year in other group programs that were more about personal development, more private one-on-one, and also other group programs. And I've known Amy for almost 2 years now. And I can say that, in business, especially as a feminine leader, it feels like it's essential to have a mastermind or some kind of group support. And for me, because my testimony is about being, you know, in my first year of business, I could never be where I'm at today without these three women. I just couldn't, you know, especially because a lot of times we second guess every decision we're making. We second guess the decisions that we feel called to. We second guess the choices. We almost forget we have choices in business, especially when we're on our own. And I think the support that we helped each other through in a lot of those decisions throughout this year is unmatched. And it's because we all really felt seen. I felt seen by all of you deeply. And it's helped me see myself more, you know. I don't believe that we can do this stuff on our own. I think that's a myth. So
thank you. Yes. The collaboration over competition is so huge. And we'll have Whitney share in just a second. And one of the things that's really coming up for me right now is how beautiful, like, each of your own gifts and each of you came in here with so much wisdom and so much value and so much experience that it is a really collaborative environment to bring women together. And it's not that, you know, one person, even if they've had more experience in business, like, we're all humans. And really what we're going to talk about today too, is kind of like, in a safe space like this, we can talk about the real shit, like, not just like what you see on Instagram, not what you see on like, in magazines or what you see in the media, but it's like, really the entrepreneurial journey, the soul journey that entrepreneurship is, especially when you're a service-based business or when you have a personal brand, like, it is personal. I know that in Scout's book, I think Maddie has a quote, right, about it being personal. Is that right?
Yep. Chapter number one, baby.
All right, cool. Yeah. So good. Wait, was there anything you wanted to add on that?
Yeah. I feel like I could even touch on the personal aspects of, you know, the mastermind. Amy, I had started working with you in 2020, and coming into the mastermind, I remember thinking like, I was in a place in my own personal journey where I was like, you know, I have a lot of business that I could, or business experience that I could share, but my own personal health and wellness journey was struggling. And it was something that I was actually walking through, like, at this time, in a really, really transparent, vulnerable place. So to open up to Scout and to Lauren and to you in a container felt really at first a little bit scary for me. Talking about business is something that I can talk about all day. The strategy is there. But being able to trust other women in a container, being able to open up and feel supported by those women was a little nerve-wracking for me. And so the space and the growth and the friendships and the support that I received was so monumental and was so groundbreaking for me that it actually helped my own personal journey and what I was walking through in confidence and, you know, learning how to break through my own mindsets and learning how to reestablish, you know, my own self-love. It was the most awesome thing that's ever happened. Because not only was I able to continue on this journey and to continue getting stronger and healing myself, but also now I had walked through this with other women that are going to be, you know, friends for life and women in my, you know, forever in my life. And that for me was really magical and really awesome.
Yeah. The leaning into the vulnerability in sisterhood and allowing yourself to be seen can definitely bring up a lot. And I know that we've talked about, you know, sisterhood wounds before and past experiences where maybe you've opened up and shared something with someone and they go tell someone else about it, or you thought that you could trust them and then you couldn't really trust them. And so, like, it does take time to cultivate that trust and to open up. And it definitely takes vulnerability and being willing to be seen in order to really truly reap the benefits and the value of an experience like this. And I really saw each of you leaning into that in your own ways, because I've worked with you one-on-one before, and it's different when you have, you know, someone who you're essentially like paying, who's an expert to hold space for you,
like it is a non-judgmental space, and that's like my job. That's what I'm really great at. And to then be able to do that with other women in this space is super vulnerable and really so much magic that happens there. And I also wanted to speak to something that Lauren shared earlier before we recorded about how through this experience, being in a group of women, that you have had the reflections from these other women of your gifts shown back to you more than you could have seen them yourself. And I really want you to speak into that, because I personally have had that experience through women's circles, through just being in groups of women and having women be like, wow, you're really great at that. Or I really love this about you. And I'm like, what, really? You see me that way? Like, that's awesome. And like, there's something so powerful about that mirror that we have. So Lauren, would you share a little bit more about like what you've had reflected back to you as some of your gifts and like, yeah, what that's been like for you to be seen in that way?
Yeah. I think one of the things that I want to touch on first is just, there's nothing like positive reinforcement from women. It just isn't. I think we need more of that. We really do. Like, and for me, what Scout, what Whitney, and what you, Amy, reflected back to me was that something I've been told my whole life, which is that I have a powerful voice. And I laugh every time I say it. But it's funny, like upon meeting both of them on our first call, they both reflected that. And one of my biggest struggles in my life is using my voice and really stepping into my power. I've been very afraid of my power and afraid of being too much or too intense. But through the course of this mastermind, they both reflected back to me that I have a really important message to deliver and that my voice is just the method, the vessel to deliver it with conviction and with generosity and being genuine. And there's it, you know, even, and it's not like I fully believed it right away, but it's been this process throughout the mastermind of me actually waking up and saying, oh, I actually do have a powerful voice. What am I going to do with it now? What am I going to use it for? There's nothing like it, you know, and it really caused me to reflect on for myself, even speaking to what Whit just said about self-love. The entire journey has, for me, has been about self-love, because even to step into your own business and to be an entrepreneur, you have got to love yourself. And it's like a constant battle and challenge to deepen my self-love throughout this whole journey, because it's all personal. Like Scout said, there is no, and one topic I did want to touch on is how we do not we can't compartmentalize as women in business, like you've talked about, Amy. So I felt like that was also a big part of our mastermind, was we were able to really talk about the convergence of personal and business and also figure out through that process what our gifts are, you know, because our gifts come from us. It's personal, it's within us. And so I think the fact that we weren't just talking all business all the time is where some of our biggest, certainly my biggest breakthroughs came from.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And in addition to your voice, Lauren, you also have another beautiful gift that has been reflected to you many times and that you have so incredibly contributed to this container, your abundance mindset, and not just your mindset, but like your faith and your trust in money and your ability to generate wealth and like what you've created in just 1 year of entrepreneurship, but also how you speak about money and how you relate to money is something that is very, very unique and incredible. And so I would love to highlight that too, because it is something that you're so gifted in and was such a gift to everyone in this group. So if you can share just a little bit about like what lights you up when it comes to like abundance and sharing about it, I'd love for you to gift that here too.
Thank you. Yeah. This is an area that I was very unaware of my power in this area until it was truly reflected back to me by all of you. I have no fears around money. I really can truly say that. I have fears around a lot of other things in life, but not this, because I have experienced and witnessed how money, and I know we all talk about this, money is energy and it's a relationship. And the thing is money is here to support us. It's the way that we actually project value into the world, and then it's given back to us in the value we bring. And for me, all I pray that I can do in the work with House of Low that I've learned throughout this mastermind is to teach women that they're worthy of being the wealthiest they can possibly be, and that they're worthy of, that their value is so high that money is going to be reflected back to them in that. I've had a lot of like money miracles in my life. And what I will say is that a lot of it has to do with being generous and spending it with intention, but also cheerfully spending my money and reinvesting in myself. It's why I've spent so much on, you know, developing myself and even joining this mastermind. And it's not even like I see it as a lot of money. It's not, because what's crazy is the money I spent on this mastermind has, I have made like 50 times that, you know, it's so evident. And my life really continues to be reflected how money comes to us when we continue to live in our truth. And I hope that's articulated in this, but abundance, we are all worthy of living an abundant life. We really are. And, you know, I continue to live an abundant life, and I pray I can teach about it and really show women that they're worthy of that. So.
Yes, queen, abundance queen right here. She's doing it right now. She's dropping some abundance codes. Love it. Thanks, Lo. So good. Yeah. And I'd love to highlight for Scout and Whitney, what you have each birthed in this process. We all got the opportunity to go to Scout's book launch party together, which was so much fun and so beautiful after kind of like having the year that we've had with the pandemic and mostly meeting online. And then like, we got to see the behind the scenes of Scout, like planning her book launch party and like putting together the goodie bags and like, not only that, but like the identity shift and like the fears that came up and like the, all of the energy that comes up before you step into a new version of yourself. Like we got to be witness to that. And it was really, really powerful. And like to see you on the other side is just like so fun. And you are like a whole new version of yourself. Like it's so cool to see. So yeah, Scout, share a little bit about like your book and what that's been like, and like the real behind the scenes of like what that journey's like to put something like that out in the world.
Well, first of all, before we got on this call, Lauren was talking about on our first day of this mastermind, you had us write down who we would be 6 months from now, which is today. And I just remember writing that I was going to be finishing a marathon. And I remember, Amy, you asked me, you were like, an actual marathon, like a running marathon? And I was like, no, like a business marathon. You will never catch me running. But that is exactly what it feels like now, 6 months later, is that I have run the business marathon. And hearing Lauren talk about her abundance codes, it is no coincidence that I was put into a mastermind when I decided to invest the most money I had ever invested in my life and push my business, expanding it so significantly with team members, et cetera, that I was put into the presence and grace of Lauren, you know? So it when you look back on things, God gives you exactly what you need and the exact support you need if you're willing to listen. And I really feel like a big part of launching that book was stretching myself financially, not on a physical tactical level, but about my relationship with it, the energy I was putting behind it. So you three, were all there for not only the discomfort that came with expanding myself financially, kind of, you know, even work-wise, you know, I had really long hours sometimes. I kind of had like my hustle phase in the summer and just really overpopulating my calendar. There was that. There was definitely also the emotional and spiritual growth that comes with launching a book with the intention of helping other women change their lives in relationship to their entrepreneurial dreams. So it was a duty, an honor, a responsibility that I took very seriously. And it was definitely an expansive moment. At times it felt very light and expansive and thrilling and fun and beautiful. And at other times it felt like someone was pulling my hands and my arms in opposite directions and like physically stretching me out. And so I think that, you know, being on the other end, it has been reflected to me from people who were not in the behind the scenes, like you guys were of that book launch, that it looks incredible. I've been told that I live a luxurious life, that I, you know, my life looks fabulous. Everything was so successful and et cetera, et cetera. And it makes me so happy to hear those being reflected to me, that people are proud of me and amazed and love the book and just felt as if the entire thing was executed so beautifully. That makes me feel really happy that my Instagram looks great, et cetera. Because that is such a truth that I often forget and that I often don't see. It is definitely a truth that was reflected back to me in this mastermind. However, this mastermind was the place that allowed me to live out that part of my truth, because, you know, I don't know how many times I've Voxered you guys crying, asking like, is this working? Is this the right move? Should I put all this time, energy, love, soul, money into this? And so, you know, I think the world saw me expand in that light, beautiful way. And you guys got to see me in the moments where it felt like people were stretching my arms in two directions. And in business and entrepreneurship and following your dreams and making your dreams a reality, it gets to be both. Like, it gets to be the uncomfortable expansion and it gets to be the on-purpose expansion. And sometimes we forget that growth into becoming a different person, into becoming a more of a CEO with a team, into a thought leader, et cetera, comes with the growth that you like, or not you like, comes with the growth that's propelling you, the discomfort that's propelling you forward. So I was able to dance between those two different types of expansions within this mastermind. While I am very vulnerable on the internet, I think the internet probably saw more of just the beautiful expansion of me this past year, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, it's been fun to see all of it, the full range behind the scenes and and the impact and the beautiful branding and all of that that you create, and the outside from, and like, it starts with you, your inner journey and you being able to navigate the waves so that you can show up and share in the way that you do. So yes, you definitely ran a marathon and we'll talk about that shortly. Oh, amazing, Scout. And Whitney, you have birthed a beautiful new brand and a new part of your journey of being an entrepreneur with Get Super. And it hasn't been easy. I remember like you pulling like Oracle cards and like being like, I need to get super quiet and get clear. Like, is this what I'm going to do? Can I really do this? Is this the next step? Like, what am I doing? And like being in, you know, the space before you truly decided. And I don't think I've ever seen you so lit up about anything until you like really fully were like, this is happening. And yeah, I'd love for you to share about what happens when you get to that place of alignment and like when you listen to that and follow that.
Absolutely. Well, I think out of all three of us, I'm definitely the crier of the group. So if I start crying, that's just testimony to who I am. But coming from 2020, you know, just to give some background onto where I was at in business and where I was at emotionally, I had lost 75% of my marketing business due to COVID-19. From that, I was also diagnosed with severe anxiety disorder and depression, and I was not doing too hot. Leading from that point, moving into this mastermind, I had stumbled upon this beautiful, beautiful brand and product and was given the opportunity to acquire it. And I acquired it because it was a product that essentially I had already been somewhat using in my life and that had been helping me with my anxiety and with my depression. And to come into this container and make this product a thing, it was awesome because not only was I given the support and the strategy from incredible entrepreneurs, but I was also given so much support emotionally and from amazing, incredible women that I took this business. I'm in the process of launching it in tandem. In the first 6 months of 2021, I doubled my revenue at my marketing agency. And that was pretty powerful. So not only was I bringing in this awesome, you know, money from my marketing agency, but I was also building this awesome brand. And I really couldn't have done it without your guys' support and your strategy and your minds and the ability to openly share, you know, what you guys were thinking, what you guys were seeing. And Scout, you talked about seeing one side of you versus what the internet sees. And, you know, I truly felt like I could come to you guys in the most transparent, vulnerable place and be able to birth this incredible brand that has so much to do with my own personal story. And so I'm sorry, I'm blubbering, but I'm just so honored and so grateful that I was able to do this with you guys and with your support.
And now we all cry.
Also, I need to jump in because when Whitney's talking like that and crying, et cetera, obviously like obviously it makes all of our hearts just swell in the most beautiful way because it's amazing to watch her launch this the way that she deserves to launch this. But I remember our last mastermind session 2 weeks ago, we were all coming to the plate really vulnerable and not necessarily feeling like we all kind of felt something, and we were moving through really difficult challenges, but all three of us just showed up in the most insane way. We showed up and we were like, we're not fucking around in this hour and a half. Like, we're down to look at the shadow. We're down to look at the insecurity, the fear, our weaknesses, our whatever it was, because we're willing to put them on the table together as a group and move forward because we all have such a deep purpose and passion behind our businesses. And I just remember last mastermind just being blown away because I've never been in a room full of women who are down to go that deep, who are down to really get into it and not just go deep, but figure out how to honor that depth and then rise above. Like that kind of mentality that all four of us have has been the reason that the amount of growth that we've seen in 6 months is so great, because we were down to tackle it challenge by challenge by challenge. Yeah, maybe I threw a fit earlier this week that I was tired of the challenges and think it was unfair. But for the most part, we welcome the challenges and we're ready to play the game. And I think playing the game for this container was the most, I don't know, it's just mind-blowing to think of what the four of us have accomplished in the last 6 months because of our ability and willingness to show up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that session was so powerful. It was, and it was challenging, you know, like there was so much coming up, and what came up was that session was really focused on what's going on in your personal life, because being an entrepreneur is not just about growing a business. It's like what's happening in your world and how can we support you in that so that you can show up for your mission and so that you can keep showing up for your purpose. And yeah, it's super multidimensional, especially as a female entrepreneur. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, Lauren, like we can't compartmentalize it. And like when stuff's going on in our relationships or stuff's going on at home, like it is part of our business as well. And yeah, I think what I want to highlight here is the level of faith that each of you have and that has been brought into this container, and the openness, like the fact that we live in a world where we can just talk about spirituality and God and like trusting in the universe and the faith that each of you have. And when someone was in maybe scarcity or feeling afraid, then someone else would jump in and be like, but hey, remember that like you're supported and you're being guided and like you're here for a reason. And like just having that ecosystem that is rooted in faith and trust, like with the entrepreneurial journey, because there's so many ups and downs. I mean, how many times have we talked about cash flow where it's like, oh, well, my overhead is this amount. And then my, you know, my new income that I need to make in order to cover my overhead is this amount. And like, we can talk about all the logistics, but without the faith underneath that, like, it's terrifying. Like, it's really, really hard. And I really want to emphasize that there are so many challenges that come up on an entrepreneurial journey, but when you have that core faith and when you surround yourself with other people who have an abundance mindset and who are willing to lean into the challenges and who are reflecting back your gifts and like your magic, like so much more is available, like infinite more possibility and expansion, both personally and in business, is just possible. So that's what I've seen in this group specifically. And it's interesting because you three come from more of a marketing agency business background, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I love entrepreneurship, but really I'm a teacher and I'm a coach and I'm a mentor. And so to be in this space with you ladies and have that intersection of spirituality and of personal growth and of purpose, and like that really has been so expansive for me to be in this space with all of you. So I've been learning just as much from all of you as, you know, you have for me. And it's just been, this really has been such a insanely beautiful gift for me to be guiding and supporting and to be walking side by side with each of you. So much gratitude for each of you.
I do want to jump in and talk about the, oh, sorry, Scout. I wanted to jump in and talk about the spiritual aspect because, you know, as an entrepreneur, it is an illusion to think that we can plan every single detail and that it's all going to just happen in a certain linear fashion, right? What's happening is that I think all three of us have been learning to integrate what it means to have feminine energy in our business versus just think, okay, when I clock in today, the actions I put out are going to determine the money that comes back to me, like tit for tat. That's not how it works. And that's when we've talked so much about abundance and money. You know, the way it works is that there's incredible amounts of magical forces in the world. There's forces above us, around us, and mostly within us. And I think like I've witnessed Whitney and Scout come with, you know, talking about like, I feel this deeply, but like the external circumstances say I should do it this way. And then they followed their intuition. And now we've all like made more money than we ever have. And we're more successful than we ever have. We've launched more than we have ever had. So you have to, I think for me, like I am in this I'm in a very deep spiritual journey. But what I have learned is that no matter what you're doing, whether you're an entrepreneur or you feel like you have gifts or you're a creator and you want to start creating things, just know that when you step into your purpose, or even we don't even have to go that deep, when you step into something that you simply just love and have fun doing, there are a lot of forces that are going to support you. And it's pretty magical, you know? And I think we're living a new paradigm of what it means to be in business. We really are. And we're the trailblazers. There's no template. So we're living it. And I think sharing all of our miracle moments that we would have in these last 6 months has been probably most powerful, because even witnessing, like Scout had a miracle last night and so did Amy. And even witnessing that, that starts to have a ripple effect. And now Whitney and I will probably have a miracle in the next like 3 days. So it's like, but there's a lot of unknown, and that's where the magic can come in. And I think Amy speaks a lot about this, like leaving room for the magic. Leaving room for the magic to guide you. And we've all done that because entrepreneurship is shifting massively. I mean, that's what Scout's book is about. It's about integrating the feminine and actually feeling safe in your emotions. And, you know, like we were all a hot mess on that call 2 weeks ago. I specifically was the worst hot mess. And I remember
I'm still a hot mess, Lauren. Are we kidding?
But I was. And I remember like to be witnessed by you three in one of my most vulnerable moments. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. There really isn't. To have women witness women in the way that we've witnessed each other, and I, you know, how I feel I've been witnessed, is I'll never be the same. Changed forever, for sure. So I just wanted to, you know, the magic is in you, and also there's magic everywhere, and we just got to open our eyes up to see it.
Amazing. Yes. Miracle moments. Scout, did you still want to add something?
Yes. Which Lauren really beautifully touched on is like this new feminine paradigm of doing business and entrepreneurship. And I think that just a kind of example of how being in this container and being within that feminine, spiritual, emotional, intuitive way of doing business has attracted people into my business that are on those same paths. I had a sales call yesterday. I didn't tell you guys. This girl was like, spirit told me that I need to do X, Y, and Z. I have full faith. You were brought to me at the perfect timing. And it was the easiest. And she was talking about abundance and alignment. And I'm sitting here, and at the end, I look at her and I said, 2 years ago, a conversation like this between a business owner and a potential client would not have sounded like this. And it was such a beautiful moment, because I think that as we all step into that feminine paradigm of doing business in a spiritual, faith-based way, we're also inviting others into our containers, into our businesses, et cetera, which multiplies that new way of doing business, which, to be honest, feels the best. It just feels the best. And so if I, you know, am going to do something, I might as well feel really good doing it. So it was cool yesterday, because I felt as if that sales call was a reflection of the energy that I'm attracting, because I've been so fine-tuning that feminine perspective here in the mastermind.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize that it's the integration of the masculine and feminine, because each of you still show up very much in your masculine in a lot of ways. And it's actually like inviting more of the feminine in. And I was just looking at all three of you took vacations for the first time, like without being on your phones. Like all three of you in the last 6 months have like taken time off from your business and like surrendered and allowed yourself to have space for that, which is like, I'm celebrating that alone. Like that is really, really cool. And that takes a lot of trust as well. So I'm celebrating that too. Yeah. So I have one final question before we wrap, and, you know, all three of you had worked with me previously and you continue to come back to do the work. And I'd love to hear just a little bit from each of you of like, what has you keep coming back to not only work with me, but to deepen your work, to continue this work, and share just a little bit about like, what has you choose these types of experiences for yourself?
I'll go first. There's no one like you, Amy. You have witnessed my journey. So here's my tears. You have witnessed my journey personally and now in my business. And there's just very few, I think, coaches that can go to the depths like you do. You just can go to the depths. You've seen me in so many phases of my growth. And I feel like you look at me the same the whole time. And for me, I personally really woke up to the fact that I'm not going to try to do this all on my own. And even when you came to me with the mastermind at the beginning of this year, it was so synchronistic and serendipitous, because I was going to leave my job, and you've been involved in a lot of those decisions, you know, and were aware of them. And for me, I personally want to have a close circle of who works with me in this type of an intimate way. So to go deeper with you by working with you again and again is helping me transcend and transmute so much in my life and continue to elevate. Cause now like all three of us are on the elevate path. We're on the up level path. And to go work with someone who has no context to where I started, it doesn't feel right. And now that, I mean, you have so much context about my journey. And I think, you know, for people that, cause I've worked with Amy privately, I've worked with Amy in her group programs, and now in the business mastermind, like Amy can just hold space like no other. She just can hold space for you. She will hold space for wherever you're at, and also be really honest with you about how you can transcend whatever you're going through. Cause some, I think in the coaching world, there are some that just sort of like, they're not necessarily willing to go to the depths. And I will say like, that to me is is your gift, one of your gifts. Mm. And it's to even join this type of container with you, knowing all of the other things that you teach and how you integrate it into this was beyond my wildest dreams. So thank you.
Thank you. You're such a gift to me. Thank you for such a beautiful reflection. And yeah, to honestly, to be a mentor and a guide to each and every one of you is my greatest joy. Like, there's nothing else that brings me more joy. So thank you for sharing that, Lauren.
I'm gonna jump in here next. Yeah, Amy, you have been such a support and somebody that has not only held space, but also accountability. And I would say that you've held me accountable on so many things in terms of business or, you know, my personal journey or even relationships or things like that. And I have the utmost respect. So you talk about going back to the practice or coming back to you and working with you in a future capacity. You know, you keep me showing up for myself daily. And I think too, that comes with, you know, the accountability that you've taught me and how I can stay accountable to my own practices or what I'm walking through or the way that I'm showing up in the mastermind or any container that I'm working in. And so I just have to thank you for that. And thank you for just teaching me those skills.
I love you. Thank you so much, Whit. Thanks for sharing.
So I think if you're interested in hearing more of my journey with Amy specifically, apparently there's an episode that's already published where I really, really get into the nitty gritty. But I think there's a couple things that really stick out as to why I continue to sign with Amy. It's been a year and a half. One, I think my husband would have you on salary if we could. Two, you're like the Wi-Fi bill, Amy. It's just mandatory. You know what I mean? The main thing that I think coaching was new for me. I come from the mental health, mental illness world and have been in therapy since 14. And when I signed up for coaching with Amy, my business was doing really well. And I had gotten to a point that I was strong enough to run a business and to function, but I wasn't feeling safe in my emotional experience. And I think the biggest thing that I will never, ever forget is when I signed with Amy, I said, are you really sure you want to coach me? Because things can get pretty dark sometimes in my bipolar disorder. And a lot of the therapists and psychiatrists say they have to monitor me. And Amy was the only person in 15 years that looked at me and said she wasn't scared and actually just held me in my experience just as a human experience, something that wasn't abnormal or different or on a different spectrum. And that really changed my life, being in the presence of someone who can hold a different vision than the limiting narratives that have been told to you from society, from your loved ones, from your peers, from your colleagues. And that's why, one, that's a reason why I keep signing with you. And again, one day, hopefully you'll be on my salary, just kidding. But it's because you continuously see the women that you hold and support as completely capable and beyond the limitations that they have been told that they have to live within. Mm. And so that is not a 3-month journey. That is not a 6-month journey. That's a lifelong journey to continue to break through those limitations, to continue to break through those fears. And so you see me, you see Lauren, you see Whitney, you see all the women you serve, not with their story, not with what they think is possible. You see an insanely expanded version of that that helps us step into that. So.
Thank you, Scout. I love you so much. And yeah, the way that I see each and every one of you, if my job could be to have you see yourselves as I see you, is like my job is complete, you know, like that's the work right there. So
I always say if I had a superpower, it would be to see me as others see me. Because mm-hmm. I think that would be so insane for all of us.
Yeah. And we do, we get to be mirrors for each other in groups like this. So I know that we're coming to an end of our time together today. We could all like talk for ages and ages, but I just want to thank each and every one of you for your contribution to this conversation, for your contribution to this mastermind. And this has been one of like the most expansive, fun, deep spaces that I've held. So thank you all, my dears. I love you so much. And thanks for sharing with our listeners today.
Love you. Love you. Frequenciers.
Thank you. Love you all.